Hey everyone, it is episode 128 of My 123 Cents, the podcast. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this week's show. The guest is Dexter Roswell, a rising star in Stride Pro Wrestling. He is going to be in action this weekend, Saturday night. It is a big benefit going on in Pinckneyville, Illinois. It is called Brave the Storm, and its proceeds from this event will go to help people in the Elkville area affected by recent storms in southern Illinois, if you don't know. The area in February, late February, a couple of tornadoes hit the area. And actually this weekend, as I'm recording this podcast, it is pouring down rain and many areas are flooded. So there are groups in place to help raise money. Stride Pro Wrestling, Jerry Travelstead, and the folks up at Pinckneyville 204 School District are lending a helping hand and doing this as well. So my appreciation to everyone involved in this big fundraising event. It is happening again on Saturday night. It is May 6th, this upcoming Saturday. Admission, $10. And then reserved floor seating is $15. And honestly, I'm not sure if there's any of those seats left. But you can contact us through the Stride Pro Wrestling page on Facebook, and we will let you know. I have a poster posted on this write-up as well on jitterymonkey.com. You can check out the phone number to call and get more information for tickets. The big match of the night, Heath Hatton will be defending the Stride Pro Wrestling Heavyweight Championship in the very first ever TLC, Tables, Ladders, and Chairs match for the Stride Pro Wrestling Heavyweight Championship. Big Roger Mathis is getting that opportunity. So it is going to be a very intense match. Roger Mathis was the guest a few weeks ago here on My 123 Cents. And of course, Heath Hatton has been probably our most frequent guest on the show. So you can go back into the archives and listen to those shows featuring both Hatton and Roger Mathis. Speaking of past guests, Red Daniels is launching a solo career now, no longer a part of the Midwest Mafia. He will be taking on Jay Spade in a grudge match. These two have been kind of going at it back and forth in tag team competition, so they will be going it alone coming up on Saturday night. Also, big Brodus Clay, the artist formerly known as Brodus Clay, is Tyrus now in Impact Wrestling. He's going to be on the show. His opponent has yet to be announced, so it'll be fun to see him. A $10 meet and greet begins at 5 o'clock that afternoon. The show itself starts around 6:30 or so, so come early. Do the meet and greet with Tyrus. Get a picture made. I'm planning to do that myself, and we'll have a good time, no doubt about that. Also, the new Stride Pro Wrestling Tag Team Champions, Maximum Overdrive, they will be in action allegedly against Jerry Plumley, the Stone Cold Plumster. They attacked him. He is a teacher, by the way, at Pinckneyville 204. They attacked him at the most recent Stride show, and that's Axe Allwort and Scott Phoenix, their manager, the nefarious Jay Wellington Beauregard. Tony and Alexa Flood will also be in action. They'll be taking on former Legacy champion. Tony, by the way, is the current Legacy champion. They'll take on former Legacy champion Jerry Travelstead and a partner of his choosing. So it'll be interesting to see who he ends up picking to be his tag team partner as well. I'll have blogs written up over at my123cents.com all week long, counting down to the big event, again, happening Saturday night, May 6th, this Saturday night at Pinckneyville 204. Please come out and support. It's a good cause, not just the tornado relief, the storm relief folks, but also support the local men and women who get into the ring each and every month and entertain us. So it'll be a fun night, no doubt about that. Also, obviously, this is dropping on Monday, the day after Payback. Be sure to check out the Facebook page for updates, thoughts on Payback, and we'll let you know what we're thinking, what's on our mind, our 3 cents, if you will, on that particular event. I'm looking forward to the upcoming event in St. Louis. It is Money in the Bank happening on Father's Day. I'm also attending, not only am I attending that pay-per-view with some of the Stride Pro Wrestling guys, Chad's flying in from out of town. My friend Weston is coming up from Nashville for it. So it's going to be a big day. I'll also be attending the Something to Wrestle with Bruce Pritchard live podcast. I am looking very forward to that. I had to cancel my trip to Orlando and listen to that show live in person. So I'm looking forward to checking it out, and lots of big things coming up over the next few weeks as well, working on some other guests here on the show. But the guest this week, as mentioned, is Dexter Roswell. He is the leader of the DR Party in Stride Pro Wrestling and making a name for himself, not just here in Stride Pro Wrestling, but around the region as well. Take a listen, and thanks again for all your support.
It's my personality to be jittery. It's part of my charm.
Wrestling fans,
are you ready?
It's time for my 1-2-3 cents of a podcast on the Jittery Monkey Podcasting Network.
Give me a hell yeah!
Now, here's your host.
The man is also a very long, dear, personal friend of mine.
Does the guy have a name?
Yes, he has a name.
Kevin Huntsberger.
Woo!
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, as promised, Dexter Roswell is the guest on the podcast this week, and he is a part of Stride Pro Wrestling and one of the few graduates of the Stride Pro Wrestling School. So, Dexter, welcome aboard to My 1-2-3 Cents, the podcast.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Huntsberg, for having me on this podcast today. I know you've been wanting to do this for a while because, for one, the fans have been clamoring for it. And two, I think you're needing something to make My 1-2-3 Cents podcast great again. So what better way than Dexter Roswell himself?
That is a perfect point, and you that's kind of your mantra, is making Stride great again. Talk a little bit about the whole, let's start at the beginning with you, I suppose, and go back to what got you involved, what made you want to do, because you were one of the first, I believe one of the first to sign up for the Stride Pro Wrestling School, is that right?
That is correct. Going back to little Dexter Roswell in Springfield, Illinois, I had always enjoyed watching wrestling, the athleticism, the grandeur, the spectacle of it. And I knew one day that I would be able to do that. Because I have the ideas and the mantra and everything that needs to be in wrestling to help make it great again. Not saying that wrestling isn't great right now, but I can just take it to that next level. But with my family being in politics, I kind of dabbled in that a little bit, but that really wasn't for me because I wanted to work with wrestling a little bit and try to make that great again. But who knows? Politics might be in the future for me still.
So what made you finally decide to pull the trigger and sign up when the advertisement came up for Stride Pro Wrestling School? Did you think this was something, because I think a lot of times there's a misconception as to what wrestling school and training is all about. And I know when we had Red Daniels on the show, he talked about how it was a rude awakening for him.
It really is. I mean, you go in and watch wrestling on TV and you think, oh, I can do that. They're bumping on the ring and, oh, that doesn't hurt. Well, that's not the truth. I mean, even Dexter Roswell isn't immune to pain and suffering, but I made it through it and made it through it with flying colors, by the way. And it's just something, whenever I saw that opportunity, and I had been watching Stride since the very beginning, and I saw that it was on the precipice of something great. And I knew that with Dexter Roswell being added to that, that I would get it to that point and above. And I have been working on that ever since I debuted in December. But I've been training since August.
And I do, I know the fans don't necessarily think Stride needs to be made great again, and they don't always get behind you and cheer. I must admit, I do enjoy your ring entrance, you and your bodyguard, Brian Richards, and your, now your new recruit, Nathan Bragg, who has joined the fold as well. What's the deal, though? Explain to me the hand sanitizer. You shake hands with the fans, and then you have Brian add a little hand sanitizer to your hands every time.
There's really two parts to that. I do enjoy shaking people's hands and getting to know them, but especially in Southern Illinois, you need hand sanitizers when you touch some people. And two, I don't want to disgrace the ring by having all these misinformed, miscreant germs all over me. So I want to keep the ring intact, basically.
Alrighty. Well, It definitely generates an interesting response from the crowd, to say the very least. You're growing the DR party. As we mentioned, Brian Richards was, I guess, a co-member when you first debuted in December. And then Nathan Bragg, who was a referee here in Stride Pro Wrestling. I don't know what you guys, what kind of agreement you came up with, but kind of pulled the wool over the eyes and screwed over J.D. Wilk during a tag team match very recently.
We did, but it's not really our fault.
Okay, explain that.
Because me, Mr. Richards, and Mr. Bragg, we all were in Stride Pro Wrestling Training School, as is well noted. So, spending that time with them, we formed the ideals of the DR party. They agreed to what I believed in. They knew that what I was speaking of was the truth. So, Brian Richards was the first one, and he helped me create the DR party. And then, as you mentioned, Mr. Bragg joined when he was a referee. But for those that have followed Stride, Mr. Bragg did have a match a few months earlier with his tag team partner, J.D. Will. But when the time came for that tag team match and that show, he was left off the card and said, oh, we're going to put you as a referee. How do you think that made Mr. Bragg feel?
I could understand, but you know, as you know, you have to earn your spots.
That is very true, and we are earning our spot right now. There's no denying that. The fans and the crowd might not like me, but I don't understand why they don't. Because I am here to help make Stride Pro Wrestling great again, and wouldn't they want someone to make it great? Or do they just want to deal with mediocrity?
That's a good point, and so I'm guessing then sometime before the match, you had a conversation with Mr. Bragg and came up with this plan. But why take it out on J.D. Wilk and Eugene Drip, who were in that tag team match together?
You have a good point. I mean, all I can say is they were potentials for joining the DR party. And for anybody that does remember the match, I did offer my hand out to Mr. Wilk. Who joined the DR party, and how did he respond to that? He slapped me in the face. And look how that has turned out for him ever since.
That's true.
How many times have we left him laying at the hands of my deciding vote?
That is true. So is the effort here to grow the DR party? Are you content with three members? What was it about J.D. Wilk? Why would you want him to be a part of your group?
Well, we are always looking to grow the DR party. More members, this means that we're going to grow that much bigger and our message is going to get out that much further. And as far as Mr. Wilk goes, I saw a premier athlete, somebody that could do great things in this business, but needs that little bit of guidance, that little bit of help to get to that point. And I felt that myself and the DR party would be able to help him with that. Because we are very generous and kind people. Honesty, integrity, and a sense of pride is what we try to instill in all of our members and the fans, even though they don't want to believe it. So we saw Mr. Will. We thought we would give him that opportunity, but he threw it back in our face and wants to do it on his own.
Well, and you guys finally get your hands on each other in a singles match coming up on May 6th, this upcoming Saturday. It's called Brave the Storm, and it is a fundraiser for tornado relief here in Southern Illinois. This area has been hit by some severe weather in recent weeks. And Dexter Roswell, you're getting this one-on-one opportunity now with Wilk, and you mentioned his athleticism and his ability in the ring. How are you going to counter that? How have you planned and prepared for this matchup?
I've been playing for this match ever since that tag team match, because I knew it would happen at some point. As much as I disagree with Mr. Wilk not wanting to join the DR party, he is a good athlete, and I do look forward to this match just to show him what he has been missing in the DR party. So, how do I prepare for that? Yes, he's a high flyer. Yes, he likes to do flashy moves. But that only gets you to a certain point. Yes, this wrestling business is about athleticism, but one thing that has always stuck with me is that you have to be smarter than your competition. case in point when we had Mr. Bragg as a referee. Sometimes that will get you further than the flashy notes. So I'm just going to outsmart Mr. Wilk, which shouldn't be too hard.
Brains prevail over brawn is what you're saying then.
Very true, and I have plenty of brains to do that.
What do you feel is next for the DR Party? I know you guys are, you wrestle individually, but you also wrestle collectively in tag team competition. The tag team situation here in Stride is continuing to evolve and change. We have new tag team champions in Maximum Overdrive. That's Axe Allwork and Scott Phoenix. So do you guys see yourselves becoming contenders for the tag team titles? What is next for you guys?
The possibilities are endless for the DR Party. Right now it is myself, Mr. Bragg, and Mr. Richards. I can see us going for the tag team titles, Mr. Richards and Mr. Bragg, in which they'll easily defeat Maximum Overdrive if they ever given the opportunity. But that is something that I will have to bring up with Mr. Hunter. And then myself, I could see myself as the legacy champion or even Stride Pro Wrestling heavyweight champion. But we have to be given that opportunity first. And we've been earning those opportunities and not getting those opportunities. So, a message for Stride Pro Wrestling General Manager, Mr. Hunter. Start giving us these opportunities that we so richly deserve, and we'll show you why the DR Party is the greatest thing in Stride Pro Wrestling.
Those are some big words, and I know that Stride Pro Wrestling General Manager Sam Hunter does listen to this show, so hopefully he will answer your request. And I know that you guys, and when I say you guys, I'm collectively talking about the men and women who go to and continue to train with the Stride Pro Wrestling School, which is located, by the way, in the Illinois Star Center Mall. We have signed a new deal to stay at the mall in Marion, Illinois, although this upcoming fundraiser show is being held in Pinckneyville. You do a lot of traveling, though. In fact, we're recording this on Saturday, and you're getting ready to hit the road and do some other travels for some other wrestling promotions. So did you ever think back when you first started training that this was going to lead to other opportunities and open doors in other wrestling promotions?
Yes. I mean, you do know who you're talking to, right? This is Dexter Roswell. Everybody wants Dexter Roswell on their show. They want to make their show great again. They want to bring change that you can truly believe in. And like I said earlier, what better way to do that than bringing Dexter Roswell in?
You make a very valid point. You are definitely a very entertaining person and a part of the Stride Pro Wrestling roster, along with, as we mentioned, Nathan Bragg and Brian Richard. Do you... What do you feel like when you get on the road and travel to these other towns and communities, how are the fans receiving you outside of Marion and West Frankfort and Pinckneyville, where we've had Stride shows before? Because you're extending throughout and around Illinois.
That is correct. And I'm seeing a trend that people don't appreciate what I'm trying to give them. I'm doing this out of the goodness of my heart, trying to help these promotions, trying to help these companies, trying to help podcasts, make them great again. But they just want to boo me. I don't know if it's just they see a sharp-dressed man, which, by the way, no matter what you do, you should be sharp-dressed and put your best foot forward, which I do appreciate you, Mr. Huntsberger, whenever you do your ring announcing, you do dress very well. I'll give you that.
Thank you.
But they don't appreciate any of that. They see this sharp-dressed man, and I am a politician. And they kind of just put that mindset of what they feel and see a politician onto me, which is very unfair to myself.
Well, you speak of being a sharp-dressed man, and that brings me to another point. You wrestle in your suit. Does that ever hinder? I mean, why? I would imagine that that would kind of hinder your abilities if you're restricted with wearing a pair of dress slacks, a shirt and tie, and in some cases even a suit coat.
Well, when you're as good as Dexter Roswell, nothing's going to hinder your performance. And I do get that question asked me very often. How do you wrestle in a suit? It is quite easy, and I suggest people try it one day.
Yeah, because all members of the DR Party seem to keep their everyday clothes on and wrestle. I can't imagine, but we've seen it happen before in the past, and you've attested to it here that it works for you. In the closing moments of our time here together, what do you want fans to know or understand or maybe take away about Dexter Roswell that they didn't understand or know before about the man who has vowed to make Stride great again?
What the fans need to know, they just need to know that I'm here to stay. Even though they don't want to appreciate what I'm giving to them or they might not like my viewpoint, those viewpoints are going to help make Stride Pro Wrestling great again. They're going to help make all the other wrestling promotions great again. Because that's the reason why they're fans. They're on the outside. They're not the people inside the ring making a difference. They pay their hard-earned money to see me wrestle. So they just need to realize what all I'm doing in the ring is actually for them.
That's a good point and brings me to another question if you have a few more minutes is, you know, you talk about being a fan and watching and fans coming and paying their hard-earned money to watch you wrestle. Is there anyone on your, and I know you're very early into your career, but do you have anyone on a bucket list of sorts that you would like to get into the ring and wrestle?
There's a lot of different wrestlers throughout promotions and major companies, but I'm going to stick just to Stride Pro Wrestling because that, as we mentioned, is where I primarily wrestle. I feel like Farmer Billy Hills would be a pretty good one to wrestle. It might be a fun match, and he might learn a few things about the DR party, what we're all about, realize why we are here.
Well, I got it. Oh, continue.
But last month we got to face Hargis and Mr. Hatton, so those two would be good to have singles matches with, especially Mr. Hatton if he survives Pinckneyville show with the title. I feel a title match between him and myself would be in the cards.
Well, you speak of Farmer Billy Hills. I've been down on the farm with Farmer, and if you think the fans at ringside are dirty and unsanitary, you should spend an afternoon on the farm. You'd have to probably bathe in that hand sanitizer you bring to the ring with you.
I definitely would have to have something because that just makes me cringe thinking about it.
So let me, in closing, let me ask you one more thing, and that is this. You wrestle primarily for Stride. We've talked about IWA...
Production.
IWA Productions that you're going to be doing. You've done a couple of shows. You're heading there as we record this on Saturday. Do you aspire to do this beyond the local indie scene? I mean, what are the goals? What are the dreams of Dexter Roswell of taking your career to the next level? Or are you content on the local indie scene?
For now, I'm content with sticking with the indie wrestling to try to help make them great again. But, I mean, if other promotions come calling because they want the DR party and they want someone to help make their wrestling promotion great again, who am I to turn them down? That would be very cruel of me to not give my time and effort to them, as long as the price is right for it.
Yeah, and you never know who else you may pick up to join the DR party. If you could recruit someone else outside of Stride or outside of IWA Productions, who would be the ideal member of the DR party in your vision?
That is a good question, and one I haven't really thought about. So let's think about a few potentials. So, one person that I always enjoyed watching a few years ago in Ring of Honor, Truth Martini.
Oh.
Wasn't much of a wrestler, but he was more of a manager, which would be a good mouthpiece, besides myself, of course, to help spread the word. So I would think he would be a good addition to it.
There you have it, folks. Truth Martini, maybe one day helping make other wrestling promotions great again with the DR party. Dexter Roswell, thanks so much for being a part of my 1-2-3 Cents, the podcast this week, and good luck to you on Saturday night as you face J.D. Wilk.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Huntsberger, but I won't need much luck given to me because it should be a pretty easy match for me. And you are very welcome to have me on the show because now that I've been on here, my 1-2-3 Cents is great again.
I appreciate that. It needs all the help it can get, for sure. Fans, again, that show coming up Saturday night – in Pinckneyville. Bell time around 6 o'clock. We have all the details on My 123 Cents, the Stride Pro Wrestling Facebook page, and right here in the write-up on JitteryMonkey.com. Have a great week. We'll see you Saturday night.
Hey, baby, it's the American Dream, and I am here to thank you, number one, for listening to My 123 Cents, the podcast. But also, if you will, I want you to check out the Amazon link on my123cents.com, jitterymonkey.com, and kevinhunsblogger.com. You see what you do? You go and do your shopping, if you will. You make your purchases. You buy all those neat things, the wrestling-related items that you're looking for, video games, cell phones, whatever it is that you want to do or have in your possession. You go ahead and buy those things, and you make the purchases. And then Amazon gives a little bit of money back to the show here. But it doesn't cost you a dime, baby. All you got to do is shop on Amazon. Go to jitterymonkey.com, kevinhunsblogger.com, or my123cents.com. And if you don't do it, we're going to get funky like a monkey up in here. A jittery monkey, if you will. Love you, baby. It's the dream.
This is a production of the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. For more jittery shenanigans, go to jitterymonkey.com.